1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signing a new partnership that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Cooler weather and the chance of rain could bring some relief to firefighters battling blazes in New Mexico that have killed at least one person so far. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for alleged sexual misconduct. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill.
The House Ethics Committee revealing that it is continuing to probe Gaetz over explosive allegations, including that he engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, and that he sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct.
Sources say one woman testified a Venmo payment from Gaetz was for sex. Others say they were paid to attend parties with him. Gaetz denies the allegations. The nation saying goodbye to Willie Mays, who once said he thought he had a love affair with the game of baseball. He was 93. This is ABC News. The pastor of a megachurch based in Texas stepping down after admitting he sexually abused a girl for several years, starting when she was just 12. Robert Morris is the founder of Gateway Church. Cindy Klimchire has come forward about the abuse, which she says started in 1982. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
At first, the church stood by Morris, saying he shared publicly from the pulpit the proper biblical steps he took in this lengthy restoration process. But the board has now released a new statement after accepting his resignation, saying it did not have all the facts of the inappropriate relationship between Morris and the victim.
The FDA now says Dollar Tree stores left pouches of tainted applesauce on its shelves for months after they had been recalled. Dollar Tree says new management is addressing the issue. The Stanley Cup Final heading back to Edmonton Friday night after the Oilers avoided elimination again, beating the Panthers. Florida still has a 3-2 lead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next 4 centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to beat the Angels in Anaheim 6-3. Toby Myers good on the mound through 7 scoreless innings. Christian Yelich with his 200th career home run. And how about Jackson Churio turning a double into a 3-run inside the park Little League home run, top of the 4th on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Churio down the right field line, just over the bag and into the corner it goes. Frelick will score. Sanchez, he's going to score. Zed ball gets away from Adele. Churio thinking about home. The throw is late. Churio in a belly flop. He goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are in.
Pat Murphy asked if he knew Churio could run that fast.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's got that kind of speed. He's got that kind of talent.
Hockey, the Florida Panthers missing a chance to win a Stanley Cup at home. They lost to the Oilers 5-3. The series now moves to Edmonton, with the Panthers still up 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Right now, it's 74.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, singing duo 7,000 Apart joins me in studio as they prepare for their big appearance at Summerfest, and comedian Mike Siegel joins to discuss 80s TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
What? I love that jingle. That's Shondell Marks.
Yes.
A very talented singer and piano player and
it's
songwriter.
Great jingle. Certainly not AI.
No.
That's a keeper. Yeah. The John and Gordy Show, WMDX. I'm just looking over our little chat. You can always give us your thoughts, your feelings, tell us what you think.
But we're looking
really,
through the chats.
But, you know, if you're the guy who keeps constantly texting us.
Or woman. We don't know if it's a guy.
Yeah, we don't. Well, guy is a kind of a generic term.
It is nowadays, yes.
But the
person.
But whoever it is, we really, actually, I love it. I love the fact that you're doing this. Incredible research. But here's one on the BSD.
Oh.
It's probably Berkeley
earlier.
Software Development, but right. A Google search on your phone would figure that out.
So now there's commentary about how we're researching.
But yes, I guess we should be doing that while we're talking, right? And then he wrote about the Rosenbergs, similar to Trump.
Let's see here.
Forget. That Trump is partially responsible for 10/7.
And then they chimed in on dark matter.
Dark matter isn't about time travel. It's about multiple universes.
Okay. Well,
it is. That's
space
true.
And time is kind of intertwined. So if you're going to different universes, wouldn't you be going through time to get there or not?
That is what I think.
That's why
I kind of brought it up. But it really is about different worlds going from one world to the next.
But now we just really want to know who this person is that's contributing so much information to us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they want to remain anonymous, and that's fine.
The big critic.
Okay. 8 minutes past the hour. Weather for today, it's going to be another hot one, but not quite as hot as the last few days, but a lot of humidity. So we may have some showers and storms later on today.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the deal for the next few days. But it's going to help to cool things down a bit. Still pretty humid.
So.
High today, about 80. All right.
Wisconsin's the hot place to be, I guess.
It is.
Because we had Thelonious Trump visiting the state again, and this time he visited Racine.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know what the deal is. He thought that was a good idea, as we mentioned yesterday. Why would he appear there?
Because that's where Foxconn,
the disaster, the debacle, failed.
Yeah. He went there with his golden shovel. And
he's going back there. And,
yeah. Promising it was going to be the new wonder of the world.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah.
But now it is because Microsoft is moving there thanks to Governor Evers.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give credit to Governor Evers on this without any help from the Trumpster. the felonious Trumpster. But he is taking credit for saving Kenosha. Yeah, maybe he's
Kenosha.
Maybe he's like mixing Kenosha up with Racine. I mean, he was in Racine.
Yes.
So he brought up Kenosha. Well, let's listen to that. This is cut number 110.
All right.
By the way, you know, Kenosha, I saved Kenosha. Do you know that? When I was president, right? Right? I saved it. Kenosha was about ready to go down the tubes, and the governor wouldn't move. He just wouldn't move, and I moved. You know, I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be the governor who's supposed to do it, the mayor and the governor. But we did a great job, and we saved a lot of different places, and some here. We saved a lot of places.
That's right. Amazing stuff, isn't it?
Right.
He saved it. It was going down the tubes.
That's what he said.
Not only is Milwaukee a horrible place, but Kenosha was going down the tubes.
Did he backtrack on these statements about Milwaukee at all? Didn't he say something about...
Well, he was specifically addressing the election. But, you know, again, if you're criticizing Milwaukee about anything and saying it's a horrible place, you meant that it's a horrible place.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is you're talking about if you're saying it's a horrible place. Okay, we got the message.
And just to remind everybody, that's when the Democrats put up 10 big billboards all over Milwaukee with that quote.
That's
just to remind people.
He's trying to back
up. To remind him, too.
Trump claimed inflation is between 40% and 50%, which would be tremendously high.
That seems, you know, outrageous.
Anybody notice that when you're grocery shopping?
40%?
Buying gasoline? No one's actually noticed that. Yeah. He said it's currently just over 3%, by the way.
Okay.
3%, not 40 or 50%, but there are different ways of adjusting that formula. Is it 50% or 40%? You don't know unless you include this or that, and then you know, if you're buying a house, inflation for housing.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's check out cut 111 and have Trump explain it.
Look at our inflation, our real inflation. They said it was 10 for the last couple of years cumulatively. You take a look at inflation. And if you add different categories, which they don't, I think our inflation is between 40% and 50%. They say it's a 22%. 22% is a lot. 22. That's record setting. But I think you could double it. Let them add the cost of interest. Let them add the cost of trying to buy a house. Nobody can buy a house anymore. Okay. The American dream is dead. During my term, we had gasoline down to $1.87 a gallon.
Okay.
The American dream is dead. Let's keep all the positives that he's mentioning in his speech.
It's such an uplifting thing to listen to him talk.
Milwaukee's a horrible place. Kenosha's going down the tubes. The American dream is dead. he's out there encouraging everybody to just kind of commit suicide at this point.
Lord.
And of course, you know, gas prices were very, very low. He mentioned, you know, just $1.20 or whatever.
$1.89 or
so,
whatever.
They were low because of the pandemic.
No one was driving.
Everybody was staying home.
Yeah.
And the gas companies had oversupply. No one was buying their fuel, so they lowered the prices dramatically, and that's why it was. And people were cheering that. Oh, whoa, let's get the pandemic back.
Yeah.
It lowers the price of gasoline.
Now, what's this about him mentioning Chicago? Or what was that? You see that?
Yes.
What's that
about?
Well,
he didn't mention Chicago. This hit the news fan.
Oh.
Okay. Apparently, he has preliminary plans of staying in Chicago, not Milwaukee. All right?
He's got a Trump Tower there, doesn't he?
He has a Trump Tower there, and he was going to stay there because, of course, he can charge huge prices, write it off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and make a profit at the same time.
Secret Service has to follow him around.
Exactly. Let's hear cut 113.
Okay.
Judy Rob, multiple sources told us that the city has been preparing for weeks now for former President Donald Trump to stay here in Chicago and travel from here to Milwaukee during next month's Republican National Convention. Those plans for Trump to stay in Chicago were confirmed by at least three people, including a high-ranking law enforcement official familiar with the decision and those ongoing conversations. But when pressed about that decision, the Trump campaign officials pushed back on ABC 7, and they now say Trump is planning to stay in Milwaukee. Just last week, Trump met with Republicans on Capitol Hill. In that closed-door meeting, multiple lawmakers said the former president called Milwaukee, quote, a horrible city. The Trump campaign said he was referring to crime and voter fraud in Milwaukee. The Republican National Committee chose Milwaukee as the host city for its nominating convention because Wisconsin was regarded as a state that helped send Trump to the White House in 2016. He then lost the state to President Biden in 2020.
And I think in this case, it looked pretty bad for him to not be staying in Wisconsin, which is a battleground state for him. So, frankly, I'm not surprised that they changed their mind and decided not to stay in Trump Tower.
The former president frequently railed against Chicago during his first term in the White House. The Trump campaign now insists the former president will be staying in Milwaukee he accepts the Republican nomination next month. But city officials here say Chicago could change course, and their plans are not changing based on any of that. Rob?
All right. So
thanks, Bob.
That's ABC 7 Eyewitness News in Chicago.
Well, that nails it down. Where's he going to stay? We don't know. It's Chicago, Milwaukee. It doesn't matter.
So here he is, right? He's
back and forth.
He's known for trashing Chicago.
Yeah. And now?
Milwaukee. Kenosha.
Racine. Maybe he'll just, go back and forth.
But, and of course, he's taking it all back. It's a great city. He knows a lot of great people there. No, he doesn't.
Of course he does.
He knows the people that are, traveling with him. They're great people.
What else did he say when he was visiting yesterday?
I thought it was interesting because, they show a camera shot of him in the speech.
Yeah.
And there was a kid standing, a teenager or so, standing behind him wearing a shirt that reads, "I'm voting for the convicted felon."
Yes. Thank you. All right. Somebody's walking by the window here and showing us that they're listening on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
So they stopped
just pointed to it. And he can get the station anywhere he goes at this point.
A couple things. We got a text here that I really want to read, and then we've got a call from Mark right after that. The text from Dan says, "Trump thinks he saved Kenosha because he inspired Kyle Rittenhouse to murder peaceful protesters."
Oh, man.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's talking about Kyle.
All right, let's go to Mark, who is on the John and Gordy hotline this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Well, I'm not going to go quite that dark, or maybe it's just absolutely dark. Let's remember that Donald Trump started his presidential career of killing the Russians, wanted to kill in the Russian investigation. That indicates to me, a recognition of his own guilt. I mean, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the old movie. It's a few years back now called, a series of unfortunate events where evil Count Olaf wanted to murder the Baudelaire orphans so he could get a hold of their fortunes. But his demand at one of the final scenes of that first movie on it, it was, "I want all investigations against me to cease, to keep him from murdering a baby." And that's, what Trump has done his entire career now is that he wants investigations against him to just cease because he's been guilty of stuff from day one, before he even took the White House. I mean, let's remember the reason he fired James Comey is he wanted the Russian investigation to stop. I mean, a man who is honest is innocent, you would want the investigation to continue to clear yourself, but he did not want that investigation to continue. He surrounded himself with traitors like General Michael Flynn it's just terrifying. I mean,
it is.
Mark, thank you for your comments.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
All right.
It is coming up on 19 past the hour. John and Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery. We will continue. Zenon is going to stop by. Coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, live from Short Stack Eatery. It's the John and Gordy and Zenon Morning Show.
Yes, it's music Zenon. Is just for you, Zenon.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I'm doing great. So
good to be here.
It's always great to see you here when you stop in.
And, Zenon is now a freshman in high school.
Yes.
14 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
He's on summer vacation right now, and he's off to a summer camp.
Yep.
And you're not staying overnight. I understand they do allow people to stay overnight. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, what's the name of the camp?
It's called Summer Music Clinic, and it's Summer Music Clinic.
Yes, yes.
So there's plenty of different, they call it paths you can take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking mine for the double bass, but there's piano, vocal, guitar, all instruments in the orchestra and band.
Yeah.
And you get professionals who live off playing your instrument, you know, teaching you.
Yeah.
You get to meet kids like you, and people actually come from all over the country. I have a friend who now lives in St. Louis, but she came all the way back to Madison just for the summer music clinic. So
fantastic.
It's a great camp. This is my first year here. And
now let me ask you something. That you talk about the double bass. That's the big stand up bass.
Yes.
You know, that's a big instrument.
It is a big instrument.
Did they carry that one for you?
Oh my goodness. Well, on Monday, I had an issue where I had to carry it all the way between the Celery Hall and the Humanities Building. So about a half mile with that
you
thing
had to carry it?
Yeah.
How's that?
Two ways. The heat did not help. But thankfully, I've been able to get like a cart and push it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Good. Do you have other plans for the summer after the music camp? Are you going to go see some movies or something? Or
well,
do
I'm...
You have a
looking forward to hopefully seeing the new Inside Out 2 movie.
Oh, you know, right.
There's been a lot of talk
about
that.
You mentioned that last time you were here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm enrolled in summer school for a first-time credit course for physical education.
Mm-hmm.
So if all goes well, I'll be walking into high school with a comfortable 1.5 credits.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, you don't have to take it. You can take other classes instead.
Yes.
Now,
and
one more thing.
That started this week.
So one more thing on the music camp. Is that through the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra?
No, it's through Badger Pre-College. So through the university.
Oh, all right.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what...
You got anything
else?
Do
they talk about, you know, the people that do stay overnight? Do they talk about the wild parties at night?
Oh, no. It's I don't think they have any wild parties.
Really?
No.
Those musicians, it's kind of bottled up inside them. That's what I'm thinking anyway.
What are you talking about?
You know, my younger brother was in band.
Yeah.
And they did the touring and they had fun, but they never really told me too much about what happened on the road. And
it's not on the road. It's like summer camp.
But you know,
how long does it last? A week?
Yep, just a week. And this is the junior session, which goes up to going into high school. So I'm one of the oldest kids there.
Yeah.
And then if I go into next year, it'd be the senior session, which has older kids.
Oh, okay.
So.
Right. Why were you drawn to this double bass? I mean, it's a huge instrument. It's hard to carry around.
Well, my stepbrother played the cello, so I wanted to outdo him and play the bass.
I see.
All right, a little competition. I can see that. All right.
Well, great. That's excellent. And what did you have for breakfast here? Have you guys already eaten?
Oh, the short stack chocolate chip
pancakes.
Chocolate
chip cakes.
Can't go wrong.
That's your favorite.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You highly recommend those, right?
For sure.
All right. Well, we don't want to hold you up. I think you're ready to leave pretty much, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for stopping by again. It's
of
fantastic
course.
Having you here. It is.
Yeah. Thank
right.
you.
Okay.
All right. That's Zenon. And we'll see you maybe next time.
Don't be afraid to party, Zenon.
That's John's advice to you.
Thank
and
you.
Again, talk to your dad, you know, listen to your parents.
Yes,
okay.
Don't listen to him.
Don't listen to John.
Okay.
Thanks, Zenon.
Okay. All right. Have
see
a great rest
you.
Of
all
your
right,
day.
You too.
Thank you. We'll see you all next right. time. Okay, that's Zenon, our 14-year-old assistant here.
You always act like I'm embarrassing him. I'm not. You know, he's having fun.
No, you're
he's
giving
crazy.
Him ideas. That you,
oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to Trump's little visit in Racine, our great state.
Okay.
This is tragic news
More
for Trump.
Stuff
according to ABC News poll, 16% of Republicans and a staggering 52% of independent voters now say that Trump should drop out of the presidential race.
What?
Yes,
Ooh.
After his conviction, 34 felony counts.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's bad news for him, even though supposedly, and the numbers are there in some of the polls, that the black vote is going his way. Okay. More so his way, not completely his way, but more black voters are signing on. And I think it's, you know, because there are a lot of black politicians campaigning and vying for the, you know, obviously the vice presidential position.
Right.
So we'll see. And that might be attracting some of the other voters as well.
I noticed Nikki Haley's name has not come up lately.
Yeah.
The vice presidential.
Yes. Yes.
So even done. Though she has basically endorsed Donald Trump now after running against him, I wonder why that name doesn't surface anymore.
I think
it's this J.D. Vance seems to have the inside track.
You think?
I think.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
what
pretty,
I think.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a big announcement, I'm sure, during the convention. Maybe they'll announce it before the convention. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Okay, let's try to nail
right,
that down.
You know, let's get to Tony Evers. You know, he had a few comments about Trump's comments, and let's cut 107.
Okay.
Tony Evers has to chime in,
well,
and I'm glad he did. Finally, in regards to Milwaukee being a horrible city, let's check that. Check it out.
Okay.
It's a way to absolutely hide behind positions that he won't articulate. Well, we know that he said that, and we know that he's when he talks about abortion, that he put three people on that made that happen. He's the biggest con you've seen, and he's going to continue doing that. So we have to make sure people understand how important this next election is. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh yeah.
Well.
And here's another part of the speech that just freaks me out. I don't know what's going on with some of these people out there in the crowd, but the crowd roared in approval over this comment from Trump. This is cut 116. Vaccine's not good.
Okay.
And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate.
Now, is that crazy or what? Seriously,
really?
You applaud keeping your children from getting the vaccines that could save their life.
Yeah. How is that?
What kind of bloodthirsty crowd is this that shows up for his event?
No sense at all.
Wow.
Just incredible.
All right.
They drank the Kool-Aid.
They did.
Got the T-shirt.
Well, you know, maybe we could hope that they drink the Kool-Aid.
Jeez.
That's a little brutal, isn't it?
No, it's understandable, though.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, the Trump train is now pulled out of town. Where I don't know where he's going next, but he made an impression here in Wisconsin.
Right. That's right. You know, we're running out of time here. I just want to remind everybody that Jim Healy's going to be here. He's going to be talking
right
about
the
music festival. It's Cinematheque or Cinematheque.
That's why you pronounce it. You're the only one that pronounces
it that
way. I know,
the only one like that.
It's not Cinematheque. It's Cinematheque. We'll ask Jim when he gets here.
And as you know, Sam is going to be the projectionist.
That's right. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show, live from downtown Madison. We are at Short Stack Eatery.
John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Sun, John.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Our Wisconsin state senators and representatives may not be in session in Madison, but they're still hearing from constituents all across the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. One item that seems to be popping up more frequently these days, urban sprawl and its consumption of Wisconsin farmland. Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig is hearing from constituents. She said whether it's a solar array project that's going in your neighborhood or a new housing project, she says Wisconsin's got to take a look at different options that help to keep farmland in place.
There's a federal program that Wisconsin maybe needs to get on board with. It's called PACE, the Purchase of Agricultural Conservation Easement. So it's not purchasing the land. It's providing an easement to that landowner so that they can keep farming and keep that land as good productive farmland.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She said one piece of business that got finished last term was basically creating a bill that allows Wisconsin's Towns Association and our County Association to work a little bit more cooperatively when it comes to thinking long term on how rural land in their communities is being used. Not towns versus counties, but towns with counties. Welcome to today's Merck Minute with special guest Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health. Some exciting things happening at Merck Animal Health. Austin, talk to me about the new M-Power product and the dairy portfolio that Merck Animal Health has built. It's different from other industry portfolios, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really having all these solutions under one entity looking at biopharma, monitoring and identification allows us to offer a fully integrated experience for customers so that each of our products amplifies the other to help them all work together and work better than ever before. And so really that translates to more efficiency and better performance for dairy producers.
Excellent. Thanks, Austin. Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health, along with us. That's today's Merck Minute. Learn more at empowerdairy.com. And for farms in Wisconsin that want to try to expand, it can be a very, very complicated permitting process. Now, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has announced they're rolling out a brand new program they call Maestro that will provide farms with tools and resources to help them navigate the permitting process. You can find out more about the Maestro program and other food-related news items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick snapshot of what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we come to you live from Baraboo, Wisconsin for Juneteenth. Our friend and colleague Earl Ingram joins us. You don't want to miss it. See you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
We'll take it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Matt Radio, WMDX. 92.7 FM at 1580 AM on the Madison Dial.
Live from Short Stack Eatery, where we are every Wednesday yes. morning from 6 to 8 a.m. And we invite you to stop by. We're still here for another half hour or so. And we'll hang out and have maybe a little breakfast bite before we move on with yes. our day.
You know, I feel bad that we didn't a couple stop by.
Yeah.
And they showed us the app. The Civic Media app.
They were outside the window here. Yeah, they're kind of motioning to us.
Yeah. We should have asked them in and just got their names.
They were, I know, but they looked like they were ready to leave. They were kind of in a hurry. They didn't want to really engage. They just wanted to be on the other side of the window, wave, hey, big thumbs up. We got to go. We don't really want to talk to you.
That's not it. They came in. Anyway.
They had breakfast. They seem very pleased. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Dana Palapon, who is running for Dane County
Executive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be chatting.
Yeah, we've talked to one person already, and let's bring in another one and see what they have planned for Dane County.
Yes. All right. That's coming up tomorrow.
And we certainly are working on trying to get Paul Soglin in here and Rob Thomas with the Capital Times.
Yes.
We're working with them now, and we're hoping that we can get them as a guest on this program as well. I am really sad. Here comes Jim Renna.
All right.
But I'm sad that I didn't say anything when I saw Paul Soglin at Woodman's the other day.
Wait a minute. You saw him?
Well, yeah.
You tell me
about
that.
3 weeks ago, I saw him there, and I was going to say something to him, but I know he gets it all the time,
yeah.
And I don't want to be a fan, something crazy like that.
Well,
but, you know, I disagree with him on a few issues in regards to the city.
Yeah, we're reaching out to him, trying to get him on the show.
Absolutely, and see what he has to say. He's very critical of the BRT. Is it BRT?
It's BRT.
Bus Rapid Transit,
Bus Rapid Transit.
And he's critical of that. I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that was really necessary. When my kid was going to the UW, it would have been fantastic if he could have caught that bus and made it down to the UW instead of taking 50 minutes from Middleton to make it down to the UW. But, we'll hopefully have him in as a guest and get his point of view on how the city is being run at this point.
Okay, very good. And now we want to welcome our guest this morning. Jim Healy is here.
Yes.
Telling us what's happening with Cinematheque this summer series about to begin, or maybe it's already started. Jim?
Starts tonight.
Yeah. Well, Jim, welcome back.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Haven't tried saying it's Cinematheque?
What about?
Cinematheque.
Cinematheque.
John has his own pronunciation.
Right.
He prefers to call it Cinematheque.
Cinematheque.
That's what I should be saying.
There used to be a
Cinematheque.
There used to be a special effects magazine called Cine Fantastique.
Yes, I remember that.
Might still exist for all that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do they have fantasy?
Do they have
magazines
at all?
Not sure.
Yeah.
So, how does it all kick off tonight?
Yeah.
We are starting a series tonight. Every Wednesday this summer, we're paying tribute to our friend, the late David Bordwell, who was a professor emeritus at UW-Madison, one of the greatest teachers of all time, professors, passed away earlier this year, and we are showing films that he particularly revered and loved and taught in his classes and wrote about.
Okay.
And we're starting tonight with the Coen Brothers film Blood Simple, which we're going to show from a 35-millimeter print that David Bordwell actually owned. That now resides in our archive, and we're going to show it and follow it with a video essay that David Bordwell recorded for the Criterion channel, where he explains the kind of visual motifs of the film. So we're going to show that tonight.
Is that on after the film?
We'll run that after the film. So okay. No spoilers.
So I'm looking at the synopsis here for Blood Simple, 1984 movie, right?
Right. It showed, I think, at some film festivals in 1984 and then was released widely around the country in 1985.
So the Coen brothers were earlier in their career.
That's right. This is their very first feature film. They had made nothing before except, I think, some shorts and home movies on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they teamed with the great cinematographer Barry Sonnenfeld, who was just getting started in his career, and later he became the director in his own right. And the film has a really amazing visual palette. They were able to recruit the character actor M. Emmett Walsh, who also just passed away, I think, mm-hmm. earlier this year, and Frances McDormand in her first movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. So where will that be seen?
That's at our regular venue, which is in Vilas Hall on the fourth floor, 4070 Vilas Hall.
Okay. Who will the projectionist be for that film?
That's Sam. Sam's our man tonight.
Sam,
wow.
You're on deck for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know... And then there's a DCP component right after the screening tonight. But I'm sure.
What's that?
That is digital cinema package. That is the standard by which most commercial movies are run these days.
Oh.
Digital projection. But we're showing the feature on 35mm, and then the video essay afterwards will be shown on.
I see.
Now you mentioned it was a Criterion.
Yeah.
Is that a group, an organization?
Criterion Collection started as a... Well, I think they started as a Laserdisc.
That's what I was getting
at. Yeah.
I thought, are these the people responsible for the Criterion Collection of Laserdiscs that came out?
It started with Laserdiscs, then it moved into DVDs and Blu-rays, but they've always been... They've always been owned by Janus Films, which is one of the great distributors of international movies, Truffaut, Bergman, all that stuff.
Absolutely. And Gordy is a big fan of Criterion.
Start talking
of the Criterion collection of laser discs.
Hey, I had them. Did you have them?
I did.
Yeah,
I still have them. I have like 35 Criterion laser discs.
Those big box sets.
I don't have a box set, but I do have the collector's.
Well, they were very big. They were the size of record albums.
Wow.
So.
Well, yeah, they were big. I sold the player.
Okay, guys, let's get back to the
Laserdisc player.
The summer series.
Talk about old formats.
Yeah. Okay. So what else? What else is going on with the summer series here, Jim? What are some of the highlights that you want to point out?
Well, we're going to have in this series, we're going to show Japanese film a week from tonight. Ozu's Record of a Tenement Gentleman. Bordwell wrote a great book on Ozu, published in 1989. And then a week after that, the 30th anniversary screening of Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, which we're also going to show on from a 35mm print that was owned by David Bordwell at one point.
That's a guilty pleasure movie. I really...
Nothing to be guilty about.
No?
Pure entertainment.
Adrenaline.
Great action.
Yeah. Really fun.
Really understands how an audience can get swept up in a story. Because there are things in that movie that, of course, are completely impossible.
Right?
But it's just a blast.
It is. Yeah. All right.
But it was a fantastic movie. Now, you keep saying that these are from the original prints or not original prints. A 35mm film.
Right.
What makes the film so much better than any other format?
Well, it at least allows us to reproduce an experience that, was the way most people viewed these movies originally. Mm-hmm. Until just about 12 years ago, even, here in Madison, This was the standard of exhibition. If you went to a movie theater, you saw it on a projector from a 35mm print. So we have that, but there's also, I think a lot of people who, go back and forth between digital and actual film projection notice a kind of a warmth that comes off the film. It's kind of like, vinyl versus
CDs.
And streaming. It's one step less removed from the original source. A lot of things are still shot on 35, but then projected digitally, and there's just an immediacy to 35mm film.
Well, it seems like it contradicts the Criterion Collection of Laserdiscs, right?
They put that
on digital.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that was to give home access, and it was great be able to own these films. And of course, home video has gotten better and better. Now we have Blu-ray and 4K.
Yeah.
But this allows you to experience the film as it was mostly originally experienced, at least in theaters.
Now I want to ask you about a movie that's coming up.
Okay.
Sure.
Race with the Devil. This is Friday.
God.
This is Peter Fonda, Warren Oates.
Not this Friday, but what's the date on that?
The 19th?
19th of July.
Oh, July.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's coming up in a month.
Ahead.
No, month from today.
Okay. All right.
But I'd love to talk about it. It's a great movie.
It is. I remember, I think I saw this, Race with the Devil with Peter Fonda.
Drive-in classic, I guess.
Yeah. They're in a Winnebago, a couple of pals.
Right. It's Peter Fonda and Warren Oates are two pals who take their wives on a cross-country trip. They're going to run their motorbikes around at different various places in the country. But one night while they're camping, they witness a satanic ritual.
Yes.
And the Satanists don't want to be seen. So the guys get in, pack up the van and they get running, but they get chased around the country by a bunch of mysterious conspiratorial Satanists. you're not quite sure one second, who's in the cabal and who's not. And it's a great action movie with Peter Fonda climbing on top of the giant camper with a shotgun.
I'd completely forgotten about Warren Oates.
Oh, what a great actor.
Yeah,
what a great,
was.
Great actor. We like to remind people about Warren Oates as often as we can. He died so young and his career was cut short right after he was in probably the most popular movie of his career, which was Stripes with Bill Murray. He died, I think, less than a year after that film came out. But plays Sergeant Hulka in that film.
And Loretta Switz also in Race with the Devil.
Must have been a summer break from MASH.
From MASH.
Because she would have been shooting that TV show at the same time. But she plays Warren Oates' wife, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, Peter Fonda has never been a great actor.
I don't know. I like him. I think he's very appealing.
A little underrated? Or?
I think, he probably always had his father to live up to,
and his sister.
and he chose to do action movies a lot. At least that's
motorcycle movies,
Easy Rider,
car chase movies in the 70s after Easy Rider. But he was a pretty good director. In fact, he made a really good Western. He made several films with Warren Oates, but he made a Western with him that he directed after Easy Rider called The Hired Hand, which we showed in a series a few years ago. And he was a good director and I think a relaxed, leading man, and he got better as he got older, too. He was an Oscar-nominated actor.
He was in the movie Ghost Rider.
Okay, with Nicolas Cage. Right,
yes.
he's like the spiritual mentor.
Yeah,
he
is the devil. He is truly
He
is truly Satan, and he's trying to find somebody to, go out there and do his jobs for him, and that would be Nicolas Cage as the Ghost Rider. But Nicolas Cage, of course, rebels against the devil.
Okay, so not exactly his advisor.
No,
I guess,
not exactly at that point. No.
I'm a big fan of Fonda in a movie called The Limey from 1999 Terrence Stamp, where he plays a kind of a real evil version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
If Hollywood had taken him in all the wrong directions, that's the guy he is in that film.
Anything else here as we start to wrap up?
I want to find out. It's so spread out. So what are we looking at for each segment? What does the day span look like? Is it a couple of days or
summer
series? We screen every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, starting tonight, wrapping up July 26th.
Okay.
Wednesday night is our David Bordwell series. Thursday night are international films from all around the world. And Friday night's a kind of a special presentations and then action vehicles like Vanishing Point, Race with the Devil, and Damnation Alley. We're showing those on Fridays towards the end of our run.
Okay, well, a lot of people probably want to know more about the schedule. Where can they find that?
cinema.wisc.edu, and all of our screenings are free. And we encourage everyone to
come.
That's
cool. Oh, right.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah. Very good. Well, Jim, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, and good luck with the summer series of Cinematheque.
Thanks very much.
Might want to hang out here. It's raining.
Yeah, I'll probably hang out for a minute.
A little downburst here.
Seems to be a little raindrops and sunshine.
Yes.
We're going to have to make an adjustment to the weather roulette wheel or the weather balls.
Yes.
Something's wrong.
We got it wrong today. Anyway, Jim, thanks again.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is fantastic stuff. I got to look at this.
Yes. Definitely
got the schedule here.
A lot of great movies happening the next month. All right, 7:48, the John and Gordy Family Show live from Short Stack Eatery, Johnson and State Street. We're coming back with tidbits, odds and ends, and leftovers.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Good story coming up.
All right.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers!
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We got a few of those. We like leftovers. We're at Short Stack Eatery.
They rarely have any
leftovers.
They don't
have any leftovers here. No,
it's pretty much the clean plate club here. I mean, they.
It is.
You know, everything on the menu is
the John and Gordy
here.
Clean plate club.
I think that's what
I think
we got going.
You just got it.
You
right
think so?
There. That's it.
Yeah, this is the place to be on Wednesday mornings when we're here. And now we got another wave. You know, it's funny. We start out. You never know.
Yeah.
It starts out a little slow, and then we get a big bunch of people early on.
Exactly.
That was nice. Then they all cleared out, and now here's another wave of people just walking in.
That's right.
Getting their in line to get their morning breakfast. Always good here at Short Stack Eatery. We appreciate them welcoming us here every Wednesday.
So we were talking about Thelonious Trump, his appearance in the state. He went to Racine, of all places, where, you know, the eighth wonder of the world was supposedly going to appear with Foxconn. Didn't happen. So he went there anyway to tout how wonderful he was to save Kenosha from going down the tubes while criticizing Milwaukee and, of course, criticizing Chicago, where he might be staying, after all, during the convention in Milwaukee. You know, this guy is a mess.
He's just bouncing all over the place.
Absolute mess. And during our conversation, I talked about black voters going to Trump.
Right.
And we got a text here from Bryant who says I should stop repeating these outlier polls. Well, they're official polls, but again, if you know me, and we mentioned it 1,000 times on this program, I don't believe in polls. Yeah. I hate polls, and I rarely bring them up. Sorry, I did bring it up now anyway, but I don't believe them. They've been so wrong in the past that it's just ridiculous.
Well, so much is at play. The way the question is phrased, the way the question is asked, you know, is there a follow-up?
It could be a push poll of some sort.
Push poll of some type,
So I get it, Brian. I appreciate your opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to get to something here. This is a piece of news that, you know, could end up in the pile of old news that we oftentimes throw out during Dumpster Fire Friday.
Right.
But let's get to it right now. According to this, Katie Pavlich claimed that Trump didn't pursue a prosecution against Hillary Clinton when he was president because he's just a nice guy. He just let it go.
Wait a minute.
It's a big deal. You know, I'm thinking, well, really? He's a nice guy. He's threatening to prosecute everybody and arrest everybody once he becomes president and a dictator for one day. And I have I have a little clip here to kind of give you an idea of how he really did want to arrest everybody, how he really did want to put everybody in prison at one time, even though today he's saying you know, this is really horrible what the Democrats are doing, you know, putting him through all of these trials, convicting him, how all of this retribution from the Democrats is just going to come back at them someday. And, you know, he's thinking about maybe putting the wife of the president in prison. Wouldn't that be a horrible thing to happen? Yeah. He said, well, it could. It could. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's find out if Trump wanted to arrest people and put them in prison. Cut 112. Sam, if you could just cue that one up, and let's listen to what Trump has to say.
All right, here
we go. It's possible, but he's trying to get the vote of the American people and saying my success will be the revenge, which I think most people can say, yeah, that sounds pretty good. They're not going to focus your energy on retribution. You're going to focus your energy on making the country better for everybody. And Donald Trump has a track record of letting things go. In 2016, when he won the election, Hillary Clinton, people were chanting, lock her up, and he said, nope. We are moving on, and yet they still couldn't help themselves and went after him.
The latest on the Mueller investigation. What? After a stunning New York Times report that President Trump wanted to order the Justice Department to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey, but apparently backed off after his White House counsel warned him that could lead to impeachment.
Of course, the chant, lock her up, has long been a fixture of Trump political rallies.
Could be.
Now this New York Times report says that the president actually wanted his Justice Department to make it happen.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Terrible precedent for our country. Does that mean the next president does it to them? That's really the question. You know, I said on a recent show that I did, a good show, good people, you would like these people, even though they're competitors. But I was talking about, you know, when I'd mentioned Hillary's name, they'd all scream, lock her up, lock her up. And everybody got a kick out of it and all. But I said, wouldn't it really be bad, you know, with like, as an example, Hillary, with the hammering of her cell phones and all of the things she did. But wouldn't it be terrible to throw the president's wife and the former Secretary of State? Think of it. The former Secretary of State, but the president's wife into jail. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? But they want to do it. So, you know, it's a terrible, terrible path that they're leading us to. And it's very possible that it's going to have to happen to them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. There you go.
Just laid it all out there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe, yeah, I don't know. I guess he didn't just let it go.
No, he didn't. No.
So it's retribution. Kept it alive. So maybe the Democrats are, you know, and maybe it's retribution for the Democrats to go after him.
Well,
Well, I'm hoping anyway.
Yeah.
And I just want to warn you got to I sent you a little text there, Sam, just to give you a heads up.
Okay. All right. We only got about a minute or so.
We do.
To go.
We do have just about
a
minute.
We want to remind you tomorrow our guest will be Dana Pelabon. And running for Dane County Executive.
Yes.
She's going to be in here.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be here. We're going to talk about her plans for Dane County, what she envisions for the county.
Yeah.
It's been run really well so far, and we'll see what happens. You know, it's one of the fastest growing counties in the state.
It is.
The fastest growing county in the state. It's what makes the whole state run, basically, except for Milwaukee. They do, they do crank up the
Lord.
What was that?
I think that was a...
Thunder, I think.
Not sure. We think it's thunder. We're gonna also have a fire. Boy,
the
that
whole
was,
building shook, kind of, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
And there's fire engines just going right around the corner here.
Dumpster fire Friday.
Did something
right. Well, you know what? We are going to wrap it up here from Short Stack Eatery. We
thank
them. It
could have
them.
Been an accident.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to... say so long for now. We will be back tomorrow morning, back in the studio with John and Gordy Family Show.
Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a very good day, despite a little bit of rain here and there.
So long.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crew and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.